WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your afternoon flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a four-year-old girl is the fifth child to die in that Union City fire on Friday. Officials confirmed that Shamira Lopez succumbed to her injuries. The fast-moving blaze in the three-story home killed three boys, ages 2, 7, and 13, and a five-year-old girl. A woman and a man injured in the fire are in stable condition. Eight firefighters suffered smoke inhalation. It's still not clear what caused the fatal blaze. The group Environment New Jersey Research and Policy Center helped author a national report on air pollution that found 543 days of poor air quality in six Jersey metro areas in 2016.
We in New Jersey can do a lot, and we need the Murphy administration to double down on its commitment to expand electric vehicles.
The center's Doug O'Malley also wants the Murphy administration to ensure that the state is not expanding fossil fuel power plants. In Princeton, a three-alarm fire heavily damaged a large multi-million-dollar home early this morning. Flames broke out at the vacant home on Hodge Road after midnight. Investigators remained at the house all night long. This portion of the news made possible by Orkin. Every home is unique. That's why Orkin relies on the latest science to get rid of pests. Visit Orkin.com today. Orkin, pest control down to a science. A suspended lawyer has admitted he stole money from clients in two incidents. 64-year-old Richard Zubich of Metuchen, whose practice was in Woodbridge, now faces 5 years in prison. Zubich says he took the proceeds of a client's house sale and put the money into a trust account, which he used for his own personal gain. Another time, he admitted he negotiated an insurance settlement for a house that burned down on behalf of a client without her consent. One camp in Burlington County has established a cell phone free zone. Owner and operator of Liberty Lake Day Camp, Andy Pritikin, says kids are exposed to all things digital in school, and camp should be a complete cutoff of that.
We call it like a detox, a digital detox. And most parents understand this. Most parents get it because they themselves grew up not digital natives. They grew up in a world where people actually spoke to each other face to face.
The cell phone free policy, which is catching on to other camps in New Jersey, is not just for campers, but for counselors too. And if caught with the phone, there are repercussions. A mug for a pug. A dog is home safe and sound after Cape May police posted her mugshot on social media. An officer found Bean, the pug, in a yard on Sunday. He posted the dog's photo on Facebook with the caption, "This is what happens when you run away from home." It took a few hours before Bean's owner, a woman from Maryland, tracked her down. She thanked the officers and even posted that Bean was sound asleep after her adventure.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.